Näin on marraskuun jakson aika Talent Talks-ohjelmasta ja meillä on saatu vieraaksi tällä kertaa tänne Cynthia Monkapa ja hän opiskelee tuolla Savoniassa. So, it's November's interview in Talent Talk Radio show and our guest is today Cynthia Monkapa. Welcome.
Thank you.
You are studying in Savonia.
Yes.
And you work also in here, Kuopio.
Yeah,
okay.
I do.
First, can you tell a little bit your background?
Okay. My name is Cynthia. I'm from Nigeria. I've been in Finland for 3 years. And I've been in the IT field before I came here, so it wasn't very strange. But the country is very different. So, I'm from a big family and I'm here alone. My family is back in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yeah.
How it's been in Finland?
Wow.
Alone from big, big family.
From a big family and a big country.
Yes.
First, it was very different, challenging. But then you get to like Finland the longer you stay here. I mean, of course, the weather is a big difference. But I noticed if you learn to dress correctly and you can time your bus right and things like that, it makes you comfortable. You can actually stay. And coming from a big country, I actually like the quiet life. It's so different, but I think I like it.
Okay, good. What motivated you to choose Finland and Savonia for your studies?
Okay. First, I had some friends that were studying in Helsinki. So when they told me about Finland, that was the first time I heard about it. And I said, let me see. So I checked online. I said, the weather. Okay, what else? And then I checked the tuition fee. It was really good. And they were giving a scholarship to international students. So that made me really apply. And I said, okay, let me go first. And then I would decide. So when I got here, the method of teaching was great. And I said, I like it. I mean, for the price that the school charge, it's really, really great for the courses. So that's one reason I chose to study at Savonia. And it's been really good choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. What do you study in Savonia? Tell a little bit more your studies.
Oh, okay. I study IoT, Internet of Things. It's an engineering field with IT. So it's a practical kind of course. They teach you theory and you do what you learn in practical, which is a very good thing for engineering. So it's been great. My lecture is in English. We have a lot of international students. My class is international students from different countries. The lecturers, they speak good English, which is very good for us. And well, they make it easy for you to learn as a foreigner. They don't make it really hard. They go slow. If you have problems apart from schoolwork, about your living situation. So it's a really good way Savonia treats its students. And I would actually recommend that if anybody in any country wants to study. It's a good school.
So you'll get help to study or out of the studies if you have some problems living in Finland or in Kuopio.
Yes. We have student counselors that you can talk to if you are having problem with maybe not following up with your study, or you need to change your course, you're not comfortable there, or how to get around Kuopio. Like when I first got here, there were some students that are in the housing agency. They look for new students and introduce themselves. If you need to go to the shop or buy anything, we can take you. It was really good. You don't feel, even if you're alone, you don't feel like you're alone. There are people everywhere that can help you with your day-to-day activities if you don't speak Finnish, which is very good for students.
How about us in Kuopio? Finnish. do we speak English or take any contact to foreign people? How do you feel?
Wow. Okay. I'm not just saying this because I live in Finland, but compared to other countries that do not speak English, Finland is great. A lot of people speak English. I mean, I visited other countries like Norway, Spain. I was in Spain this summer. Nobody speaks English. It's like I'm coming from Finland and I feel like, wow, Kuopio is really amazing. A lot of people speak English. Even in the shops, you go to Prisma, there are people that can help you around or ask direction like, sir, please, I'm going. There will be somebody to give you. I couldn't find that easily anywhere. Like, you have to speak the language or not. So it's really good. In Kuopio, I don't know about other places, but where I live in Kuopio, you can survive without speaking Finnish. Even if it's good to learn, of course, the basics, but it's not, you can actually have a good life with the local people because many young people speak English. And when you need help, it's easy to get English service here in Kuopio, which I love.
Yes, it's good that we speak. Anyway, if our English is not perfect, because it's not our native language.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I have Finnish friends and I try to speak Finnish with them. My Finnish is not perfect, but they understand because they know what I'm trying to say. The same in Finnish English. When they speak English, of course, you understand what they're trying to say. So it's when it's not your native language, yeah, you can grab. So that's how I practice my Finnish. So it's good.
Basic Finnish, you understand a little bit Finnish.
Yeah. Savonia took us on some Finnish courses. So yeah. The formal ones, we can introduce ourselves. Minunimi on Cynthia. Ole Nigeriasta. So we can actually make conversations. So, the basic Finnish, I understand.
Cynthia Monkup, your fourth class in Savonia.
Yeah.
And you work beside the studies.
Yes.
How you get your job?
First, I got it through student trainee. My lecturer, the company needed a student to do some projects, and my lecturer said, okay, can you do this? I said, sure. So I went there, did the trainee position, and they liked it. Said, wow, okay, you can do your thesis with us. And then I did thesis with them, finished the thesis, and now, okay, they say, okay, you can work, and they give me a contract, which was really good for me. Yeah.
Great. What have been some highlights of your studies or work here in Kuopio?
Oh, okay. Coming from Africa, the method of teaching is very different. It's more focused on doing what you learn, not just learning. I think it's good, even if it's a little bit harder compared to where we're coming from. But it helps you because now that I work, I understand why they do the things that they do. Because sometimes you learn when you don't practice, you kind of forget easily. So when I got this job, I saw, oh, my lecturers really know what they are doing. Everything they taught you have to use in practical, in real life, and you cannot run back to your lecturer. I need help. So I think it has been fun. I've met a lot of people. Tried many food. Been in winter. The only thing I've not done is go to Lapland. I'm going to go this year. So I think generally it's been great. It's been a good experience for me. I mean, everywhere has its challenges and its good times, but it's good. It's nice and I don't regret anything.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
You say the challenges. What have been some challenges being in here?
Okay. Like I said, apart from the weather that everybody knows and getting food, because when I first came here, it was just one store to get African food and it was really hard. So that aside, initially I noticed we were among one of the first groups of English students. So the lecturers had to like hear from us. How are we going too fast for you? Are we understanding your questions? It took us a little time, like my class, to be able to interact with the lecturers because we only know English and the lecturers teach English and Finnish. So it took a little while for things to be balanced. And then we understand and we're like, yeah, okay, now we can interact with you. We understand what you're saying. But the good thing Savonia did was they gave us a student tutor that spoke English really good. So he can hear our problems, if you have problems, what's going on with your study, do you have problem with any lecturer, do you want to change your field? So for every challenge, I think they always bring a solution. They always listen to you, like, unless you don't speak out, of course. But if you want to talk, there's somebody to listen to you. For me, those have been just my challenges. Like I said, I was born in a big city, so I know how hard it is to live in a big city. So I really love the quiet Kuopio life. I even prefer Kuopio to Helsinki, to be honest. It's kind of fun for me. So it's just me. Everybody's different. But for me, I like it. Yeah.
How about the future? What kind of plans you have for future? Maybe stay in Finland or go back to Nigeria or some international. So,
yeah, when I first came, I had a different plans. Like, okay, I study in Finland, then after I finish my study, I move because I have some family in the UK. But after a year, 2 years, I'm like, why should I move? I mean, I visit other countries, I traveled to the UK, to Spain, and I don't see the need anymore. The only reason I would leave Finland is if I don't get a job. But if I have a job, I have no reason to go. I mean, I like it. It's peaceful. It's safe. And for me, security is important than any other thing. I want to live in a place where I can go out at any time and feel free alone. So in Kuopio, I get that. I mean, you go to other places, you have to be careful, watch everything around you. No, I don't like that. So I think that's why I like to stay in Finland. Yeah, even if it's very expensive here. But of course, it's worth it.
Cynthia Munkhoff, can you share any tips or advice for other international students looking to study and work in here, Savo?
Actually, yes. Because some mistakes we made when we first came was as engineering students, you do not only rely on the things they teach you in the classroom. You have to do your own personal project because I noticed there are many people now in Kuopio, international students, looking for jobs. So what makes you different? What makes you special? Why should they take you and not the other person? You need to present something you have done, like, I'm not just a student, I'm creative, I can think, I have done this project because those are some of the things that interested my company. Like, have you done something like this before? When my lecturer wanted to give me the trainee position, he said, have you worked with the robots before? And I said, yes. And it's like, okay. So things like that, you need to do your own project, build your portfolio as a student. So even from your first year, it's not too early. You have to take online practices. When they teach you in school, build a website for yourself, have your portfolio so that companies can see that, oh, the student has some things already. And they know if we have this kind of person in our company, he or she is going to do good. It's not just saying, I study at Savonia, I do this. So you have to show. That's the difference between engineering students and other field. Engineering is about creativity, something you can make that people can see that, yes, you have done. So if you can do that, you have a very good chance of getting a job in Finland. That's one thing I learned late. Yeah.
Thank you, Cynthia Monk, for visiting our Radio Show Talent Talks and have fun here in Kuopio.
Thank you, Ansi.